A growing number of New Jersey residents are struggling to make ends meet. WHYY's David Matthau has a look at a new study.
A report issued by Legal Services of New Jersey finds more than 3 million Garden State residents had a hard time paying for basic household necessities in 2024, including housing, childcare, and transportation. Researchers say more than 2 million residents who are not officially counted as living in poverty are facing financial difficulties. Meanwhile, a Rutgers University analysis finds the state economy is slowing down. Researchers say the Jersey job market is expected to weaken through the end of next year, but in 2028, employment will bounce back. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.
A vacant church in North Philly will be converted into workforce housing. The project in Strawberry Mansion will reuse the neighborhood landmark to create more than 40 affordable rentals. Travis Seal leads Select Redevelopment and says most of the century-old building will remain.
This project offered a really good starting point in terms of being able to preserve the structure and the bones of the building, which was attractive. And then in addition to that, the historical element, the location, the park frontage, the high visibility just had a lot of stuff going for it that made it an intriguing project.
The $10 million project is privately funded, with most of the money coming from a construction loan and a real estate investment fund. Construction is slated to start this summer. Outside right now, cloudy, murky skies, kind of hazy out there on this Tuesday afternoon. Temperatures, though, very, very warm and summery. 93 right now in Center City, Philadelphia. Atlantic City at 88. Jim Thorpe at 90. Looks comfortable there in Cape May. 80 degrees there along the water. For the rest of the day in Philadelphia, we are expecting skies to stay mostly murky, but still plenty of sunshine coming through, and temperatures could bounce up another degree or two before the afternoon is out. Skies stay clear overnight. Temperatures, though, not getting much relief in the overnight hours, dropping down to the mid-70s.